This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Saying to their audience, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one and they're, y'all elitists are them.
I tell everybody this. Keep doing what you're doing, you're going to get the same result. That's Rick Wilson on with Don Lemon last night talking about how stupid Trump supporters are. Right? Rick Wilson's supposedly this strategist for the GOP, and they're all laughing, right, talking about how stupid Donald Trump supporters are. You wonder why they don't want him impeached? You wonder why? Do you think that Donald Trump supporters are wandering around and thinking to themselves, he's a pious man? And no, they're not. They're not idiots, right? By the way, there's idiots on both sides. We can always point that out. But the average one, no, they're not. They're not oblivious to his failings. They're not oblivious to who he is. But it's this kind of thing right here that makes them dig in deeper. I will tell it again, and I will continue to say this again. Every one of us has been in an argument where we've known we probably are in the wrong here. But then somebody makes something personal in that argument. And whether or not you're in the wrong, you dig in. Because now they've made it personal. Now they've made it one of those situations where I don't give a GD about what I did or didn't do wrong. What you've done right here has made it so I will not give in. So when you hear people go on shows and talk about how everybody who supports Trump drags their knuckles, dates their sister, can't read or write or get their learn on, right, is a moron, is a racist, a homophobe. Guess what happens? They sit there and say, think what you think, continue to do what you do, and we'll continue to support him. And this is why. Because now, regardless of who's president, we know that you think that we are all of those things, and that is what it is. So we're going to keep him where he is. We're going to keep him right there because we do like the fact that he pushes back. We do like the fact that he calls you fake news. We do like the fact that he says that you guys are the enemy of the people. We do like the fact that he gets in your face and says things because we also know, well, you're not the enemy of the people. You're now becoming our enemy because you think we're morons and idiots.
You elitist with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
math and your reading.
Yeah, you're reading, you know, your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? But it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick.
Sorry, hold on. Wait.
Can I tell
give
you
me
what?
A second. Hold on. That was good. Sorry. Rick, that was a good one. I needed that.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying the things that you're saying. Keep treating everybody. I've always said the Democrats want to actually move forward when it comes to impeachment. They needed to reach out to the people who voted for Trump. They needed to make it not personal. But they never did. They never have. From the day he came down that escalator and people started to support him, to the Make America Great Again hat, as they start moving forward and forward, and he starts growing, the accusations came out. Right? And never once have they tried to say, you know what? It's not about you guys. This is about him, right? You're Americans. And this is about him. No. Instead, everybody's just kind of said, well, we've all got our base and we'll go from there. So we'll insult each other. And that's how we'll play this thing out. You're going to get the same results over and over. This kind of thing right here makes them go, yeah, we get it now. We know how you feel about us, and we're okay with that. we're okay with that. That's why he's not going anywhere. Has nothing, I've always said this, this is very little to do with Trump, what he did or didn't do, right? Biden, any of this stuff. This has so much to do with the people that support Trump and how they still feel like, you know what? You think we're idiots. You think we're morons. You abandon us. You only show up every 4 years. And you want to tell us what's good for us. You want to tell us how we should live our lives. You want to tell us all of these things because you do think you're better than us. In that voting booth, we're all equal. They can't stand that. They can't. Frustrating as all get out, right? And both sides, by the way, having issues in situations. Rick Wilson, again, establishment cat. Hates Trump. Why? Because he's not part of the establishment. On the other side, the Dems have their issues in the establishment side of things, and their biggest issue is Bernie Sanders.
Less than a week until the Iowa caucus, Bernie Sanders is rising in the Hawkeye state.
The reason we are going to win here in Iowa is we have the strongest grassroots movement of any campaign.
A recent New York Times poll showing Bernie Sanders on top in Iowa with 25% of voters. Pete Buttigieg trailing with 18%. Joe Biden with 17%.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. He's real, right? They hate that. Democrats don't like that either, right? Because the establishment, there are several parties within the parties, and there's an engine that runs. And Bernie, much like Trump, is upset the apple cart. He's not going anywhere. He doesn't play nice. And it's very interesting. It is. He upsets that apple cart, right? He twists, he turns, he does things, he says things, he's cantankerous, and guess what? He is making it very uncomfortable. No doubt in my mind, the establishment, and I think in many places inside of the media, they'd love to see Elizabeth Warren. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a two-horse race, and it's Biden and Bernie. I think Bernie is... has a real shot at winning Iowa, right? And there's a lot of undecided voters in Iowa. It's going to tell us a lot. New Hampshire, Bernie's going to win in a walk. But then you've got Nevada and South Carolina, which I think those two will probably go to Biden. And then we start moving to the biggies and then Super Tuesday. Biden and Bernie are going to battle it out. Big time. But another person that goes against the grain, who has his followers... and they are devoted to him to the point where you don't say anything bad about Bernie. And even if you endorse Bernie and they don't like you, you could pay a price for it. See Joe Rogan, right? Even if you're progressive and you like somebody else, they'll come for you. And Bernie, I think he doesn't care. I think a lot of that also has to do with what you go back 4 years and you say, look what the establishment tried to do to me. And by the way, he's had no love loss at all for the establishment. No love since the day he got into politics for the establishment side of things. He scares them as much as Trump scares them. Upsetting the apple cart. But I'll say it again and again. When it comes to Donald Trump, right? When it comes to Donald Trump, remember, when you do things like this...
You elite us with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my...
Your math and your reading.
Yeah, your reading, you know. Your geography, knowing other countries, sipping your latte.
All those lines on the map.
Only them elitists know where Ukraine is. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? But it was Rick's fault. I blame Rick.
Sorry, hold on. Wait. Can I tell you a second? Hold on. That was good. Sorry. Rick, that was a good one. I needed that.
When you do things like that and you insult parts of the country who already feel like you've abandoned them, who already think you look down upon them, don't think that you're going to get any favors for them, not only during this impeachment, but also during the election. Something to think about. 323-538-2423 at Chet Benson Show's your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. Wounded Paul. You know, yesterday we talked about Kobe Bryant. We're going to talk about him a little bit later, and people are like, well, why don't you talk about the real heroes? I said I do talk about the real heroes, right? Again, heroes come in all shapes and sizes and all walks of life, right? And there are unsung heroes out there, and that's a lot of what the military, first responders, and the veterans are all about. That's why I work with an amazing organization like Wounded Paul, you know? That's what I told them. I said, yeah, I do talk about him. I talk about him a lot of ways, and that's why I support Wounded Paul. Do you support Wounded Paul? And they said, well, you know, I said, well, you should, right? Right? You'd be surprised what Wounded Paul does. The work they do is amazing. Rescuing animals, dogs, taking from shelter dogs to service dogs, and then connecting them with our furry best friends, you know, right there to our nation's heroes. Their motto is to save a paw to save a life. And they do that. They recognize that 20 veterans on average a day commit suicide. They'd love to get that number to zero. And it's a little thing like the love of an animal that helps them with their day-to-day life that can go so far. You can give, you can join, and it's simple, right? It is so simple. You can take action today and turn your extra car, truck, RV, even a boat to a vehicle for change. You're going to be saving a paw to save a life. It is that simple. Go to woundedpawproject.org or call 844-678-4PAW. That's 844-678-4729. Check them out for yourself. See the work they're doing. It is amazing. woundedpawproject.org. Chad Benson Show.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's L.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't take it anymore.
Well, get over it. It's time to forge a new path with your very own political cartographer, Chad.
Overcrowded hospitals in Wuhan. Emergency workers wearing masks and protective gear as they treat patients. We spoke with an American citizen, Johnny Dangerfield from Arizona, who says he and his children were offered a trip home, but declined because his wife is not a U.S. citizen.
No one wants to be uncertain of when they're going to be able to go home.
For now, he and his family are staying in Wuhan, the epicenter of the crisis.
Yeah, and you got more chance of getting really sick from the flu, right? That's just it. The flu is far more deadly than this thing, even right now. And one of the things they're talking about with the flu is normally, you know, you've got the regular flu, the A and the B, right? That's, you know, the A type and the B type. And normally the way they do it is the front part of the flu season, it's very front loaded. The A is kind of what they look at is going to be the flu that will dominate, and then in the back end, you'll get a little bit of the other strain of the flu, the B, as they call it. What's happened this year is it's flip-flopped. And so when they look out 9 months or so and they decide what shot to give, usually it's the A, and certain strands of that A they're going to give that shot for. And most people will get that. It's not been as effective as people would like it to be this year because it didn't go the way it's planned. Again, just because you're getting a flu shot, and while it will help you fight some things, it's not going to be 100% effective if you get the wrong one. Again, it'll help you. And then, for all the talk of this, right, because there's talk that the world's coming to an end, it's, oh, my God, I mean, it's just the outrage of people running around with their, hey, it's bad. Let's, you know, if you're in Wuhan, but if you're in Tempe, Arizona, one person, right, who they didn't even quarantine, like, it's, there's other things out there. There's an H7N9, you know, so you've got the H1N1. So there's an H7N9 that is a form of avian flu that this year has affected 1,500 people. And 650 of them have died. The good news is it doesn't look like it spreads human to human. So before we go, so what should you look for just in case you think you've come in contact with somebody who's either been to Wuhan or come in contact with somebody from Wuhan?
People can be have very light symptoms, just a bit of a cough and headache, let's say. It can be having fever as well, of course, or it could be heavy with respiratory problems up to a full lung infection.
Okay, so you got to worry about that. How long does it take?
The incubation period can be anything between 1 and 14 days. That's what the experience so far shows.
So 1 and 14 days, and essentially looks kind of like the cold or flu. Could be mild to really bad. There you go. But people freaking out. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world. I don't know what's going to happen. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson shows your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. Yesterday, they did talk about impeachments. It was, I'll be honest, it's dull. Right? I mean, it's
for Congress to ignore the specific words of the Constitution itself and substitute its own judgments would be for Congress to do what it is accusing the president of doing.
Alan Dershowitz, he probably had the best of it, you know, over the last, you know, I would say over the last 72 hours being on TV and then, you know, through the day's proceedings, but it's not moving the needle. And you look at it, I mean, it's every day, it's people less and less are watching it. Bolton testifying would be interesting, right? Bolton testifying would be something that I think people pay attention to. Doesn't matter what he says. I don't think the outcome changes at all. I think Trump stays president. I think he knows that. But that also means that you're going to have a chance to probably bring Biden, both Joe and Hunter, potentially in. Is that something the Democrats want to risk? As we head into not just Iowa, but it is on. In the next week, we have two primaries. Think about that. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson shows your Twitter. Kobe Bryant. I think it's okay to talk about everything that has to do with Kobe. The good and, yes, the bad. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
For some veterans who face the struggles of returning from war, sometimes it's difficult to look around and see everyone happy. Veterans of all ages, from all wars, need our unwavering support. What better way to show them the respect and care they deserve than to donate a vehicle to the Wounded Paw Project? To learn more about donating your vehicle, call 844-678-4PAW. The Wounded Paw Project takes your extra car, truck, RV, even boat, and turns it into a vehicle for change, and the proceeds are used to protect, advocate, and transform shelter dogs into service dogs for veterans, first responders, and their families. Donating is easy. To learn more about donating your vehicle, call 844-678-4PAW. That's 844-678-4729. Or visit woundedpawproject.org. With the Wounded Paw Project, pair our furry best friends with our nation's heroes, 844-678-4729 or woundedpawproject.org. You'll be saving a paw.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The late former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant will head to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo has just announced the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others killed in the crash of a helicopter in California on Sunday. Former teammate and good friend Shaquille O'Neal spoke on his podcast about his time with Bryant.
We still are the best duo ever created. That's not going to change. For me, this is going to hurt a long time. I really lost a brother.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will resume this afternoon, with the president's defense team still making its case, trying to discredit the claims of former National Security Advisor John Bolton. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. The largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Bryant spoke about flying on helicopters as his preferred mode of transportation in a December 2018 interview with Barstool Sports, saying it allowed him to spend more time with his daughters.
Traffic started getting really, really bad. Right, and I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because I was sitting in traffic, and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time.
Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna died alongside basketball coach and mother of three, Christina Mauser.
Yeah, horrible incident. Yeah, it's interesting the way that people react, right? says a lot about things. You get blowback. In this day and age, you've got to expect blowback. You've got to, right? Like, if you ask certain questions, you're going to expect blowback. Yesterday, I got so much blowback because I talked about what a hero he was to people. How dare I do that? What about the soldiers out there? I had somebody threaten me, right, which I thought was hilarious, right? Never going to listen to me. Yes, you are, so shut up. You're not. I mean, what do you? Why? Because he was a hero to some, right? Because he was a hero. He was absolutely a hero to some. Let's not pretend, right? But it's amazing. Well, you're a horrible person because you didn't talk about the other people. No, I talked about Miss Mouser. I talked about the baseball coach, who, by the way, his team, the Orange Coast College, they begin their defense of the state title today. So a JUCO coach who leaves behind another daughter in middle school. And as a 30-year-old son, he's one of the head scouts for the Boston Red Sox. So imagine that, losing your mom, your dad, and your sister. We talked a lot yesterday. But the reality is Kobe Bryant is a legend and an icon. But everybody has something to bitch about. Everybody has something to complain about. Everybody. Because we've given people the tools to be a-holes. I can almost assure you that if you're like that on a tweet, probably in real life, you're kind of like that. Now, there are some people out there who because of the tweets and stuff, the context, you don't get the humor, right? That happens. Or when somebody shoots you an email or a text message, you know. But for a lot of people, no. I guarantee you that the way they are. It's hilarious. Kobe Bryant died. For many, he was a hero. But you got to talk about everything, right? Get over the shock. And when can you talk? There is more. He was a complex individual. He was. And no, we shouldn't shy away from what took place in Colorado in 2003. Now, he was never convicted of anything. So, that is what it is. But for people out there who are survivors of sexual assault, and they look and they see this, and the way that people heap praise on Kobe, they're upset. And for people who go out and say, we should talk about this, people who love Kobe, they're upset. Case in point. A reporter, Washington Post, Felicia Sonmez, posted an article written a few years ago that she did not write. She tweeted it. She's had over 10,000 death threats. She's been suspended from her job. It's ridiculous. We're fractured in this country. But it's okay to talk about all of it. I got blowback a few weeks ago. We were talking about the greatest in the NFL. They break down the 100 greatest players of all time. And I said, they said, okay, you know, we were talking about running backs. And I said, before it came out, when they were, you know, they said Walter Payton. Okay, so we all agree. And I said, O.J. Simpson has to be on that list. People freaked out and attacked me for it. How dare I? Doesn't take away from who he was as a player. Right? On that alone, what he did and who he was as a player deserves that because that's how good he was. What happened after the fact doesn't play into the reality of if you're looking at the 100 best, he's one of them. But I got blowback for it. How dare I? How dare I? Same thing went with Michael Jackson, right? Because people put these people on a pedestal, these legends, that they can do no wrong. No, what makes them human beings is the fact that they are flawed individuals. They have their kryptonite. They have their weakness, whether it's Tiger, right? Michael Jordan was his obsession to win, much like Kobe Bryant, their single-mindedness. But they also like to gamble. Michael? Like to chase some of the ladies? Like to do some things? They're flawed human beings. There's nothing wrong with that, right? That we talk about it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with us talking about it. I don't know what took place in that Colorado. The only people who ever know, one of them's not here anymore. But I understand why people are pissed. Same thing with Michael Jackson, right? I don't like Michael Jackson. Wasn't a big fan anyways. I like the Jacksons, Jackson 5. But people got death threats. How dare you question the greatness of Michael Jackson? No, just because he sings and he dances and he entertains you doesn't mean he's without sin. We all are. But it is funny the way that we react. Seeing people get death threats over something that absolutely took place. And again, Kobe came out and he said, we have two different versions of what took place that night. I believed it was consensual. She did not. And he apologized and he ended up paying about $2.5 million in the settlement. That was after his attorneys destroyed her. Now, there were questions, and good attorneys are going to do that. Even half-assed ones are probably going to do certain things and ask certain questions when you're talking about somebody's lives. But it's okay to ask questions, and it's okay to talk about all of the individual. Doesn't take away from who Kobe was on the court, from how he lived his life since then. But we want to wrap people up and put them on a pedestal and act as if that was it and that all other sins are forgiven or never even happened. I don't think you can do that. What made Kobe great also played into his flaws. That's real. And it's okay to talk about it. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Love hearing from every single one of you. By the way, if you get one of these calls, just say no.
There's a phone scam that spoofs or fraudulently displays the telephone number of the nearest FBI office on the victim's caller ID, according to the FBI field office in Omaha, Nebraska. The scammer impersonates a government official and uses intimidation tactics like threatening to arrest you to demand payment of money. The FBI says the Bureau does not call or email people to demand money or threaten arrest. And if you get one of these calls, phone the FBI.
So wait a minute. So the FBI is calling me? And then you want me to call the FBI? I'm always amazed, again, that these things work, but they wouldn't do them if they didn't work. Right? And here's another thing, right? I'm going to throw this out there, guys. All right? Maybe you tell your grandma and your mom and your dad and your grandpa, maybe even, you know, maybe even yourself. If somebody calls you and says, I'm from the such and such, and if you don't pay us X amount of dollars, we can cancel your license and or, and then they go into whatever spiel. And if they tell you the only way they can accept money is through gift cards, probably not real. It's probably like, if you're like, oh, you want me to go get you what, $100 in Applebee's gift cards? That's how I appease the FBI? Because if that's true, Trump would have got Applebee's for everybody. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Feel free to tweet at me. You can text the program as well. Love hearing from every single one of you. Will he, won't he? The whole Bolton thing that people are talking about is very interesting. Right? Again, the only thing out of all of this stuff that I see that can get people semi-engaged in this who aren't engaged in the viewing of this. And you're seeing it now. I mean, all of the big stations, right, the broadcast TV stations that we would know, companies, ABC, NBC, CBS, they've all moved on, right? They're letting CNN, C-SPAN, Fox, MSNBC handle all this stuff throughout the day. They break in every once in a while. And in some markets, they carry the entire thing. And in a lot of other markets, they say it's a ratings killer, right? That they're getting bigger ratings on, you know, the Price is Right and those things than they are this. Impeachment. Bolton would be different, right? He would be different. You got to think about something, too, with Bolton. He got a $2 million advance from his publisher. He's got to sell books. That's a great way to sell a book right there. right? So if I'm the publisher, I'm saying, look, this stuff's getting out, the excerpts, all that, but they're going to call you in, and you're going to have to testify, and you may be giving the entire damn book away. We can't have you doing that. We gave you $2 million. It's great publicity, but don't testify until we release the book. Oh, my. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. You can tweet at me. You can text the program as well. AMAC, Association of Mature American Citizens, fastest growing organization for people over the age of 50. Out there fighting on your behalf for common sense immigration reform. How about that? They know that, look, if you support AMAC, one of the big things they do, they want to go and show politicians, look, the things that you do can impact things like Social Security and Medicare and hurt the lives economically for a lot of people for a long time to come. They're out there fighting on your behalf. On top of that, they got great benefits. Retail, restaurant, hotel, discounts. Discounts to movie theaters. They'll answer questions. Medicare, Social Security, whatever it is. You want to call them up and you have a question, they'll help you and direct you to places you need to go. And again, the benefits are huge. Like half off movie tickets and amusement parks and you name it, they've got it. Now's your chance to join and it's absolutely free. 1 year, it's on me. Go to amac.us/Chad. We'll call 888-355-1617. No cost, no tricks, no credit card, none of that stuff. Just sign up. It's free. AMAC.us/Chad. AMAC.us/Chad. 1 year. It's free. It's on me. Chad Benson Show.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. Growwealthsafely.com.
For some veterans who face the struggles of returning from war, sometimes it's difficult to look around and see everyone happy. Veterans of all ages from all wars need our unwavering support. What better way to show them the respect and care they deserve than to donate a vehicle to the Wounded Paw Project? To learn more about donating your vehicle, call 844-678-4PAW. The Wounded Paw Project takes your extra car, truck, RV, even boat, and turns it into a vehicle for change. And the proceeds are used to protect, advocate, and transform shelter dogs into service dogs for veterans, first responders, and their families. Donating is easy. To learn more about donating your vehicle, call 844-678-4PAW. That's 844-678-4729. Or visit WoundedPawProject.org. With the Wounded Paw Project, pair our furry best friends with our nation's heroes. 844-678-4729 or WoundedPawProject.org. You'll be saving a paw to save a life.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you've got a small business, your website is your portal to the world. And with GoDaddy, creating a world-class website is easy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Promise we won't give you a noogie and make you cry, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Who is the fearless leader?
Pui.
Pui, pui, and double pui.
Boy, it's your language. This is a family show, remember?
Who is the family soup?
Nostrovia. This is Chad Benson.
It's for Kobe.
The Grammy Sunday night paid tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Billie Eilish.
And Billie Eilish made history as the youngest ever winner for Album of the Year, but that wasn't enough to spike the ratings, down 6% from last year's show. 18.7 million people checked out music's biggest night on CBS, which is still the biggest audience for a non-sports TV show this year, beating the Golden Globes by almost 500,000 viewers. And it's not the lowest ever in total viewers. That happened in 2006. But in the all-important demo of 18 to 49-year-olds, it was the lowest-rated Grammy in history, down 3% from last year.
And part of that is because, well, because everybody at that age group is on social media, and we used to turn into Watch the Stars because this was something that was different. It was out of their element, right, that we would know them in, whether it was movies or TV or music videos or on stage, whatever it was. We know everything about them now. So tuning in to watch them in this is, it's that nobody cares, right? I mean, nobody, look, the audience is still big comparatively to, we've talked about impeachment. 11.1 million on the first day, and since then it's dropping about 15 to 20% on a daily basis. Nobody's paying attention. It's getting beat out by Days of Our Lives and other soap operas. It is what it is, right? No matter what anybody says about how important this is, people aren't paying attention to it. They're just not. And partly because it's a little different, right? You know, you're talking about the Ukraine, and they're talking about, it's like, okay, who's this Zelensky character? Then you got all these other kind of shady characters. I always said it's like John Wick without the killing, right? You watch any John Wick movies? You know, it's kind of like you got all these shady characters and there's all this stuff, lots of moving parts. And then you get into the vagueness of high crimes and misdemeanor, and there's no treason in this. But, and, you know, you go back and look at Clint. Clint was easy, right? Clint was easy. And there was sex, right? Like, sex sells. It's what it is. Sex sells. Always has been, always will be. But in saying that, there's just not a lot there, right? Not now. Bolton coming would be interesting. Here's something that would be interesting if it was to happen.
Federal prosecutors and the FBI have reached out to Prince Andrew as part of their ongoing investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirators. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said Prince Andrew has offered zero cooperation, despite expressing a willingness to help.
He publicly offered, indeed in a press release, offered to cooperate with law enforcement investigating the crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein and his co-conspirators.
Those alleged co-conspirators include the British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, a friend of Prince Andrew, and a former girlfriend of Epstein who has been accused of recruiting women and girls.
Yeah. Epstein left behind his sordid, nasty past. On top of that, it's brought in people like Prince Andrew. Like, we talk about, you go and look at some of these things. Look, there's no doubt that Clinton and a lot of other people knew who this guy was, Epstein. Even had friendly relationships with them, distanced themselves in the latter years after his plea deal and the whole nine yards. But Prince Andrew wasn't one of those people. And they would love to talk to him. That ain't happening. He ain't getting anywhere near any kind of conversation about this whatsoever. No way mom's letting him do that, right? She's already got enough trouble with one grandson bouncing. You can't have one son having an issue of this magnitude. No matter how much they want to sit down and speak with him, no matter how much they want to do this, it just isn't going to happen. It isn't. No. No way. No chance. No way will this ever happen. Andrew, stay inside the castle. No more. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Your tweet at it. Super Bowl week. Last night they paid tribute to Kobe to start off. They have the Super Bowl week now is like they've got opening ceremonies and the whole nine yards, and I'm sure there'll be something this weekend. But now it's time to get down to it. They'll have media day today, and then really in earnest, the players are they're already going through the game plans, but they're going to be hitting it hard, and you won't hear a lot from them, you know, starting tomorrow through Super Bowl time itself and the kickoff. Should be interesting. Should be interesting. Prices through the roof right now. About $8,900 for the average ticket. Whew, that's expensive. Mostly driven by Chiefs fans. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.